Welcome to 2% with Michael Easter. Today is Tuesday, June 4th. This episode is a reading of yesterday's newsletter. Newsletter went out yesterday, but I am traveling internationally, so we're a little late on the recording. And that's okay. We're all going to survive. Today's episode is 6 Lessons from a 50-Mile Ruck. I just finished a 50-mile ruck in Normandy, France for the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Awesome experience. I'm going to talk about 6 lessons I learned in mindset, fitness, and living well along the way. As a quick reminder, this episode, like all 2% episodes that go out on Monday, or Tuesday in this case, are free to all subscribers. So thank you for listening. Enjoy. If you want full access to Wednesday and Friday episodes, though, become a member of 2%. So if you're on the free list, you'll get a preview of those episodes, but you won't get full access. So you can become a member at twopct.com. That gets you full access to everything, all our archives, and all of that. So it's a good deal. All right, let's get into the episode. So I am in Normandy, France, and I'm staying on Omaha Beach. And this is where 80 years ago on Thursday, Allied forces invaded and laid the foundation for victory on the Western Front. Now, I initially wrote this post after finishing a 50-mile ruck commemorating that invasion. So, long ruck. I had been up for 40 hours in a row. My body was feeling like it was hit by a Mack truck and then tossed into a stump grinder. It was quite the sensation. And as my great friend Jason McCarthy, who founded Go Ruck, who put on the event, told me when I passed him along the ruck, everything hurts and I love it. Well said. Now, roughly 140 amazing humans rucked overnight from Utah Beach to Omaha Beach with various waypoints along the way. Are linked out to the full map of the route we did on twopct.com if you want to check it out. Really cool sites that we stopped at along the way. It was an epic, beautiful grind of a ruck across hallowed grounds. Really glad I did it. And so I want to talk about 6 things I learned along the way. Let's dive in. Number 1, first thing I learned, walk and talk. So I loved getting to talk to so many different people during this ruck. Like I said, I think 149 people started. I think 130-something finished, so super high finishing rate, which we were all shocked about. I think that just shows sort of the gravity of the place and the reason for doing it, the effect that it had on people. And I was able to have long and interesting conversations with people from the U.S. and Europe, all over the place. Everyone has a fascinating story if you ask enough questions. I will tell you that. That was sort of my big takeaway. And I'm convinced that there is something to walking and talking. It makes conversations deeper and better. Now, it could be the activity, could be shoulder facing, or being outside. Whatever it is, guards come down. Now, one anthropologist believes walking on 2 feet spurred humans to adopt speech. Another study found that walking meetings boost productivity and mood. So when you want to have a great conversation and really get to know someone, go on a walk, a ruck, or a run with them. And a PS here, special shout out to Mike and Lucy Vallely for teaming up with me to complete the 20-mile overnight stretch from St. Mary Glace to the German cemetery. Couldn't have done it without those two. Had a lot of great conversations. Number 2, take care of your feet. Now, I have the following rule. When doing long runs, hikes, or rucks, the moment you feel a hot spot, you should take care of it. You should apply some tape or switch socks. Now, I should have listened to my rule. Somewhere around mile 20, I felt a hot spot, but I wasn't in a great stopping location. So I pushed on to a stopping point. This was, as it were, a miscalculation. When I eventually took care of my feet, I had some sweeping blisters. I taped them, but they were a pain for the rest of the ruck. Frankly, it sucked. And I could have avoided that and had less suck by immediately taking care of those blisters. So, a reminder for your summer hiking season, take care of your feet. I've linked out to a guide to avoid blisters at twopct.com. Number 3, tell yourself good stories. So I got lost at about mile 38, and I ended up rucking an extra mile in the wrong direction. And this was not fun. My feet were in bad shape. I still had more than 10 miles to go. I was running low on water. But in a stroke of psychic luck, I recalled my favorite question about mindset. What story am I going to tell myself? The stories we tell ourselves determine how a situation impacts us and whether it's a problem. So I told myself a different story. This detour guaranteed that I covered more than 50 miles. More than 50 miles. How about that? Overachiever here. And it also gave me a hell of a view of the cliffs of Normandy. So there you go. You got a problem? What story are you going to tell yourself about the problem? If you change the story, would it still be a problem? Number 4, stop and take it in. Now, it is easy to become hyper-focused during a big athletic or fitness event. You set some arbitrary goal to finish a race or hike within a specific time. So then you grit your teeth, you put your head down, and you hammer it out. The goal simply becomes finishing. But here's the thing, getting a certain time is not the larger point of the event. The larger point of the event is to have an experience. And focusing entirely on finishing fast means you're not focusing on anything else the experience offers, like the beauty of the world around you. There are scenes to see, people to talk to, jokes to tell, and much more. For example, I have posted a video of some grass rolling in the wind, and it was atop one of the cliffs that American men climbed against heavy German fire so we could all be free. I'll never forget that grass. I have posted a video of it in the post at twopct.com. It's beautiful. I'm always going to remember that. Point five, keep your word. I saw and chatted with a lot of 2%ers along the route. By the way, you're all the best. About 42 miles in, I passed a guy sitting down to refuel. We exchanged greetings as I passed. I said hi. He said hi. I said, yeah, good luck with everything. Once I was about 10 yards past him, he yelled, wait, are you Michael Easter? And what happened is he had recognized my voice from this podcast. Now, at the time, I was in a state of exercise-induced delirium, and I knew that if I stopped, it was going to be very hard to restart. We're almost at the end there. It's like, I got to just keep putting one foot in front of the other. So I quickly said hi. I got his name. I told him I'd chat with him at the finish line because I needed to keep the train rolling, or it wasn't going to keep rolling. Anyway, long story short, I couldn't find him at the finish. And so, Andrew Corbett. This is me properly saying hello, and that it was fantastic to meet you. Keep your word. That is the takeaway. Keep your word. Number six, do things that are questionable in the moment, but look awesome in hindsight. That is a quote from my great friend, the powerful and wise Matt Sherman. To learn more about Matt, I have linked out to his amazing talk. Go to twopct.com. It's a talk he gave at Sandlot, or you can read a little bit about him here. Another link in the post. Now, Matt and I started the ruck together, and by luck, ended up rejoining each other with 5 miles to go. As Matt and I closed in on the finish line in the town of Grand Camp Maisie, we were both a mess. Exhausted, walking goofy, thanks to all the miles and effort. Just a couple of totally messed up, physically wrecked human beings. We laughed as we asked, why did we do this? I'm just strutting going, why in the world did we do this? But we both knew the event was special, something we'd never regret. So this is when Matt said, I think the lesson is to do things that are questionable in the moment, but that look awesome in hindsight. Amen. Have fun. Don't die. Do things that are questionable in the moment, but look awesome in hindsight. Michael, as a reminder, we're brought to you by Momentous Nutrition. I will tell you, Momentous Fuel, that saved my butt during the ruck. An awesome, awesome hydration powder. Love it more than any others in the game. And because it's from Momentous, you know that it includes what it says it includes. And there's a lot of research behind it. Easter will get you 15% off with Momentous. Next up, we're sponsored by Maui Nui Venison. Company who is harvesting meat in an ethical way that I absolutely love. And also harvesting the healthiest meat on planet Earth. Their meat, which is from Axis Deer, has 53% more protein per calorie than beef. That is a hell of a stat. Easter gets you 20% off with them. And then finally, we were sponsored by GoRuck. They put on the Normandy Ruck, so I thank them for that. And I used a Rucker 4.0 with a GoRuck brick bag full of sand, which was easy to transport because I'm staying on beach. I was like, I do not have to bring my plate. I'm just going to bring this brick bag, which is indestructible. I'm going to fill it with 20 pounds of sand. I'm going to be good to go. So that's what I did. Easter will get you 10% off of the Rucker 4.0, the brick bag, or anything else you want from GoRuck. Thank you for listening.